We continue our learning. We're in Sanhedrin Paragud, Mishnah Dalet. Anshayir Hanidachas Elohim Chelek Olam Haba. The people who were led astray and worshipped Avodah Zarah, the majority of the city, as we'll see, they lose their portion in the world to come. Shneamar Pasuk says in Devarim Yud Gimel, Yatzu Anashim Bnei Vilyal Mikirbecha Vayadichu Es Yoshevei Iram. We're speaking about who are the Bnei Vilyal. Those are the people who are inciting others to worship Avodah Zarah. And we learn different ways to explain how I know from this pasuk that they lose the Shalom Olam Haba. So it could be that Belial is like Beli. Sometimes Belial, usually we assume is Belial is Beliol, people without Omach Shemai, without the yoke of heaven upon them. But here it's Belial is Beli Aliyah, without ascending. They will never ascend to Olam Haba. And although the pasuk is speaking about Vayadichu, the ones who are inciting others, we assume that the Nidachim are like the Madichim, those who end up worshipping idols and are incited, are going to have the same punishment as those who incited the others as the Madichim, and therefore Belial, they lose their share in Olam Haba. Others learning from the fact that it says Yatzu'u Mikirbecha. It says Yatzu'u Anashim B'nei Belial Mikirbecha. They leave Mikirbecha, they leave your midst. They've left the midst of the Jewish people. All Yisrael have Chelek Olam Haba, but these Anashim Yatzu'u Mikirbecha, they leave the midst of the Jewish people. They have no Chelek Olam Haba. According to the summary shown him, if let's say though they do vidui in advance, so the same way we learn in the sixth perek, Shekein Derech Hamu Mustin Misvadim, those who were taken out for Skila and other Mises based, and they confess in advance, Shekol Hamisvade Yeshua Chilgam Abba. If you say vidui and you do it sincerely, you confess to your sins, so and that's this sin and other sins as well, you have a Chilgam Abba. Same thing would apply to the Yerhani Dachas. Any of the people who say vidui in advance of being killed by the sword, by beheading, that's what the punishment is, cherev, the saif, they also are, they will have a portion in Olam Haba. Then the Mishnah says, so many criteria that are needed in order for the Anshi Irani Dachas to be killed by Hereg, the Einam Neherogim, Achiyu Madicheha Meosahair. So number one, the people who are inciting the people of the Irani Dachas have to be from that city. The Pasuk says, Vayadichu Es Yoshevei Iram. They, the people, the Bnei Belial, are inciting, are persuading the people of their city. So the people who are doing, who are the Madichim, have to, persuading others, have to be from that very city. Umeosah Hashavet. They have to be from that same tribe as the people of that city, because it says Mikirbecha, from your midst. Va'atche Yudach Ruba, as we've mentioned many times, you need a majority of the people of that city to worship Avodah Zarah. That's based on the phrase Yoshevei Iram. What's Yoshevei Iram? Those who have settled the city. We assume that's Yeshuva Shalir. Yeshuva Shalir, those who are settled in the city, we assume that means the majority of the people. Va'atche Yadichum Anashim. Those who are inciting the people of the Irani Dachas have to be men, because it says Yatzu'u Anashim B'nei Belial. But he dichuha Nashim Uktanim. If the ones who incited the people of the city to worship idols are women or children under bar mitzvah, it's not going to have the din of an Irani Dachas. Oshehu Dach Mi'utah, or it's only a minority of the people of the city. The people who are inciting the people of the city are from another city. Then what happens? Not that nothing happens. You could have, it may be the minority of the city, but they still worship the idols, but we treat them as individuals. Big difference between an individual worships Avodah Zarah and a city. Number one, the most obvious one is the punishment. An individual worships Avodah Zarah is Chayiv Skila, but as part of the Nidachas, it's Chayiv Saif. And the Mishnah says, "Utrichin shnei edim v'hashal kolecha ve'echad." Either way, whether they're going to be treated as a majority or as a minority, you need two edim who are going to give hasra, warning to every person. You need to be warned. You know, by the way, can't worship Avodah Zarah. If you do so, you would be chayav herik or skill, whatever it is. Misas based in, and the person I'm doing it anyway. So that would be true whether it's the minority of the city or the majority of the city. The Gemara says they had many many, many batei dinim. When they saw that a lot of people started worshiping Avodah Zarah in a particular city, they added on batei dinim, and this way, anyone who's found to have worshipped Avodah Zarah with Edim and Hasra, where there was mourning, and people could testify to the fact, we'd separate them. And then we'd figure out, okay, how many people are we in the end after all that's said and done? So we say, okay, if it's a minority of people, we treat them like yechidim, and they're going to get skila. And if it's a majority, so then it's not over then. Then we bring them up to the Beis Din HaGadol, because the Eir HaNeidachas is addressed by the Sanhedrin. If it's just individuals worshiping Avodah Zarah, a Beis Din of 23 can handle that. But the Eir HaNeidachas is brought up to the Sanhedrin. Zechomer biyechidim mi merubim. In this way, there's a greater severity of the individuals who worship the Zohar versus the majority. In what way? Shayechidim beskila, because those who are yechidim, you don't have a majority of the city, they get the more severe punishment, skila. But the kula that we have, the leniency, is lefikach mamonam palat. That's why their money is spared. We remember we burn the whole city, so then we burn the entire city, all the possessions of people in the city. If you're getting skila, though, you're an individual, it's not an Eir HaNeidachas, doesn't have the status of Eir HaNeidachas, so then we don't burn anything. You get to keep your money. Give it to your children. V'hamerubim, but if it's a majority, it's b'sayif, they don't get skila, they get sayif hereg, sword, beheaded, l'fikach mamonon avad, and therefore, machmir regarding their money, as the pasuk says, hacharemosa v'eskol asher. But Perek Yud Mishnah Hey, we continue our discussion of Eir HaNeidachas, says Hakei Sakeh Vigomer. Devarim Yud Gimel, he says Hakei Sakeh Es Yoshvei. The full pasuk is Es Yoshvei Ha'ir Ha'ilafi Charev. And what do we learn from there? Yoshvei Ha'ir Ha'ir have to be people who settled in that city. Who's considered part of the city to now comprise this majority of the city where Shimon Avodah Zarah? So says the Mishnah, you know what we learn from there? Hachameres. If you have a Hagameles, you have a caravan of donkeys and many people coming, traveling to the city. And Gameles, caravan of camels and people coming with them into the city. Ho'overes v'mokom l'kotmokom. And it's coming from place to place and now stays in this ear, potential Eir HaNeidachas. If they've been here for 30 days, we assume, you have this beginning of Bava Basra, if you've been in the city for 30 days, so we assume now you're part of that city for many of the requirements, financial requirements, community requirements in the city. So here too, they can help out and spare the whole city. In what way? If let's say you have in the city... we were speaking about the number of people worshiping Avodah Zarah in the city. So if it looks like we have a majority of people who worship Avodah Zarah, but now if you add these chameres, the caravan of people who've been there for over 30 days and they haven't worshiped Avodah Zarah, so they can tip the scale and have now a majority of people who haven't worshiped Avodah Zarah. They're now part of the people of the city. They can save the city that's not treated as an Eir HaNeidachas. The opposite is also true. Let's say they were led astray and they worshiped Avodah Zarah, although there may have been only a minority of the city without them. But now that they're here and they've settled, they've been there for 30 days already, and they're also worshiping of idols, they can tip the scale in the opposite direction, that it becomes an Eir HaNeidachas. And the entire city is going to get saif and is going to be burnt. Of course, it's less than 30 days. Then they have the status of yechidim. They're not part of Anshei Ha'ir at all. Then the Mishnah quotes from the Pasuk, Hacharemosa Ves Kol Asher Ba. The Pasuk also concludes, Ves Behem Talavi Charev. This is how we have to burn, but there's also the animals also are going to be beheaded. Mikan Amru, Nichsei Tzadikim Shebesocha Ovdin. We learn from here that the possessions of even the Tzadikim who are in that city are going to be destroyed. Even though these people were not led astray, they're a part of the minority. But nonetheless, it becomes the Eir HaNeidachas, everything is destroyed. Because it says, Ve'eskol Asher Ba. That's Acharimosa, Ve'eskol Asher Ba. That extra emphasis is that even the possessions of the tzaddikim in that city are going to be destroyed, Ovdin. Then the Mishnah says, Shebechutzala, but Nechasim, possessions that are found outside of the city, Platim, they are spared. As the Pasuk says, Hacharimosa. So that you destroy only that which is in the city. Obviously, if there are nechasim outside the city, they're not included. But that's regarding nechsei tzadikim, v'shel rishoyim. But the possessions of the rishoyim, bein shem b'socha, bein shem b'chutzola, hari le'ovdim. If you're one of the rishoyim and you have to have happen at your possessions outside of the city, they're destroyed as well. They're supposed to be burnt as well, as the pasuk says, v'es kol shalalah. All of the spoils, that includes the spoils of rishoyim of the wicked who worshipped avodah zarah, and the possessions have to be outside of the city. The gemara has a brisa. Brisa says, amar Rabbi Shimon, v'bnei ma'amar toru nechsei tzadikim shebesochel yovedu. Why is it that the righteous should lose their should have their possessions destroyed in the irani dachas? So the answer is mish garam lahem she yaduru besocha mamonam. Why do they live in this city? The people are not obviously not good people. So why are you here? So because I can make a good living here. That's why you're here. Lefikach mamonu ava. Therefore, your mamon deserves to be destroyed.